Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
For 20 years, I've walked a hidden path next to a creek near the Napa Airport. For years, these 400 acres of open space were my go-to place when I wanted to be in nature. I'd see hawks and kites hovering, kept an eye out for coyote scat, and watch jackrabbits tease my dogs. Though zoned for industry, these grasslands were mostly untouched. After COVID, it changed. New buildings are now going up each week. Traffic's increased, a gas station took a corner, and now pizza boxes and coffee cups are snagged on bushes and whipped around by the afternoon wind. 2 years ago, coyotes disappeared, then the rabbits. With bulldozers scraping grassy fields to dirt and habitat ripped to make room for cement, I started bringing my bags on the walks. My grabbers pick up glass and plastic bottles and lots of fast food containers. I fill trash bags weekly. The hawks are gone. As I walk around these warehouses and office buildings, I see bait stations filled with poisons to annihilate the moles, the voles, the mice, and the rats, the food supply for all those animals. These poison stations are set up so that the rodent goes inside, eats the bait, and then takes 4 days to die. The agricultural commissioner found bait stations or rodent traps around 50 buildings. Of the 380 bait stations, 60 were abandoned, another 25% mislabeled. These buildings have not only destroyed wildlife habitat, but they continue to kill any animal remnants still hiding to survive. Since the animals die in the fields to be eaten by scavengers, the poison gets transferred to the next species. No one is able to trace how many die each day. Now, when I walk, a growing sadness fills my heart. In 20 years, I had a place where I belonged, just like those hawks, coyotes, and rabbits. Now that place is filling with cement and giant buildings, and for us, there's no place left to go. With a perspective, this is Yvonne Baginski.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.